AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says U.S. talks are not intelligent, wise, or honorable, upending a push to negotiate a nuclear deal with President Trump. The AP's John Gambrell is in Dubai.
Khamenei made these remarks in front of military officers and really kind of slammed the door shut, apparently, on possible negotiations. This flies in the face of what Iranian officials have been saying for months, and those officials include Khamenei himself, that Iran wanted to have negotiations because they wanted to see these sanctions lifted that have blocked billions of dollars from entering Iran's anemic economy.
What happens next between the U.S. and Iran remains unclear. President Trump withdrew a nuclear deal with Iran during his first term. The International Criminal Court is calling on member states to stand up against sanctions by President Trump,
saying the move was an attempt to harm its independent and impartial judicial work. Trump signed an executive order against the ICC Thursday for its investigations of Israel. The sanctions include stopping ICC officials from entering the U.S. The International Court issued an arrest warrant against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over his actions towards Palestinians in Gaza following the October 2023 Hamas attack. Trump says the ICC's actions set a dangerous precedent, while Liz Evanson with Human Rights Watch says U.S. sanctions against ICC officials would be a gift to those around the globe responsible for mass atrocities. Neither the United States nor Israel are members of the ICC or recognize it. I'm Jennifer King.
Rescuers are searching for any signs of a plane that went missing while carrying 10 people across Alaska's Norton Sound, south of the Arctic Circle. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen edged out two-time winner Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson for the AP NFL Most Valuable Player Award. The announcement was made in New Orleans, site of Sunday's Super Bowl 59 between the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles. This is AP News. American importers have been stockpiling the Italian bubbly Prosecco as a hedge against the possible impact of tariffs threatened by President Trump. Imports of Italian sparkling wines have been outpacing the demand.
The technical terms of what happened is front-loading.
Lucio Mirando with Exports USA says it's to bypass any possible tariffs. Italian wines were not hit by tariffs during the first Trump presidency. Mirando doesn't see possible tariffs as a rebalancing of trade,
but rather as a negotiating tool to extract concessions from each individual country in the European Union.
Lamberto Frescobaldi with the Union of Italian Wines is worried tariffs could scare away customers.
Do we survive without a glass of wine? Yes, we may survive. So wine is a pleasure, but everything has a price.
Italy exports nearly one quarter of its wine to the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.